Chapter 7. Dr. Seward's Diary. Death of a Vampire. 27 September. This afternoon, Van Helsing made me go back to Lucy's tomb. I stared down as he flung back the lid, afraid of what I might see. There lay Lucy, looking just as she had done on the day she had died. "Is this a trick?" I gasped. "Well, why has her body not decayed? It is a week since she died." The professor pulled back Lucy's lips to show her gleaming white teeth. "They are even sharper than before," he said. "She can already bite little children." I stood in silence, trembling. "I must kill her," Van Helsing said simply. I could not stop shaking.
"How?"
I whispered. "By driving a stake through her heart," he told me. "I shall need help from you and Arthur and his friend. We may have Count Dracula to deal with too. He has the strength of 20 men, and he could call on his wolf to help."
"When?"
I whispered. "Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, the professor answered firmly. 28 September. The four of us met this evening.
"What are we here for?" Arthur asked.
"I want you to come with me to the churchyard where Lucy is buried," Van Helsing said gently.
"Why?"
Arthur asked. "To open her tomb," Van Helsing told him. Arthur's face turned deadly pale, and he got up to leave. "This is too much," he said, shaking.
"Listen, please, I beg you," the professor said. "If Lucy is dead..."
"What do you mean?" Arthur asked angrily. "Has she been buried alive? Tell me, has she?"
"I did not say she was alive," Van Helsing said. "She is..."
"She is what?"
Arthur shouted. Van Helsing stood up. "My dear fellow," he said, "it is my duty to you and to everyone else to tell you. Your dear Lucy is now a vampire. She was bitten by a vampire called Count Dracula. Vampires never die. They add new victims by biting them. They spread their evil everywhere. Now Lucy is already biting children. If we can kill her, those children can still be saved. The marks on their throats will disappear. We must also set Lucy free." I thought Arthur would faint in horror, but he followed us to that terrible place again. The night was dark, with gleams of moonlight from time to time. Inside the tomb, Arthur turned very pale when Lucy's coffin was opened, and he saw that it was empty.
"Vampires can only move at night," the professor said. "Wait with me outside and you will see stranger things than this empty coffin."
We stumbled outside into the fresh air and crouched in the dark without speaking. After a few minutes, we saw a white figure walking towards us. I heard Arthur gasp. It was his beloved Lucy. How changed she was! Her sweet face looked so cruel. Her lips were crimson with fresh blood, which trickled down her chin onto her white robe. We shuddered with horror. If I had not held Arthur's arm, he would have fainted. We stepped out and stood in front of the door to the tomb. When Lucy saw us, she stepped back angrily, her eyes full of evil.
"Come with me, Arthur," she whispered sweetly. "Come with me. Leave the others."
Arthur moved towards her, his arms open, as if he were in a trance. Van Helsing ran forward and held a small crucifix between them. Lucy ran away towards the tomb and stood for a moment, looking at us as if she wanted to kill us all.
"Arthur, shall I do what I said?" Van Helsing shouted. "Tell me now, there isn't much time."
Arthur threw himself to his knees and hid his face in his hands.
"Do what you must, friend," he cried. "There can be no horror greater than this."
But as he spoke, we saw Lucy's body pass through the wall into the tomb.
"We shall have to finish our work tomorrow,"
Van Helsing said. 29 September. It is over. Lucy is at peace once again. We killed her after she had returned to her coffin. Her face became that of Lucy again, sweet and pure and gentle. Arthur kissed her before we left. But one task still remains: to kill Count Dracula.